What was the inspiration for Paris in 39?
So that one kind of, it explores the dynamics of human relationships and like the balance that's kind of struck by putting too much or too little into one. And I think everyone's kind of experienced that in one way or another, where someone in a relationship is giving their all and the other person's not, vice versa. And it just speaks to what happens when there's an imbalance and trying to find the importance and difficulty of mutually finding a point.
When do you feel most in your element personally? When you're writing, recording, or performing on a stage?
I would probably say like the first time that you get an idea that really takes the song to the next level. So probably in the demo phases. Sometimes it happens when you're actually recording or you're at the studio, but usually you get a song and, you know, you've got an intro or a verse or something. You're like, oh, I really like this. And then you usually reach a point in the song, whether it be the chorus or some certain line or a certain guitar riff. And you're like, okay, and like, that's the point where the song really takes off. And that's probably my favorite thing about being a musician. I love being on stage, but yeah, definitely probably the songwriting process for the most part.
You did quite a bit of touring around the continent over the last year before all this started. Can you tell me about one show that stands out in your mind as a really memorable one for you?
Yeah, definitely. So I think we started the tour right at the beginning. It was like October 4th or something. And we started in Whitby, which is just outside of Toronto. And we were going all the way to the West Coast, to the island and back. And I think it was probably a week into the tour and we had got to Winnipeg. And I believe we had a day off before we played the show. And so, you know, we were at the bar and stuff. And then we came back and we went to bed. We got up in the morning. We're like, okay, let's go. It's Long McQuaid. We got to pick up some strings, whatever it was. And when we got back to the car, the whole car back window had been smashed in. And like all our pedal boards had been stolen. Our synthesizer, a bunch of in-ear stuff. So like $5,000 worth of stuff. And we're on like our first cross-country tour and we're a week in. So it was not the best start to that day. But anyways, what also happened was there was a snowstorm. So we were on our way to the next show. And we didn't have a day off. We had played the night before, but we were on the way to the next show but we couldn't get there because we were snowed in. And don't forget, this is October 10th. So
not expected.
Not the best couple of days. So the place that we had played the night before was called the Bulldog in Winnipeg. And basically we had made some posts on Facebook and stuff that our things had been stolen. And anyways, we ended up, they had another show going on that night, the Saturday night. And they asked all the bands if we could join, and basically the bands let us headline the night, and the venue had set up like a fundraiser type thing, and the bands all gave like a portion of their money, and people were sending in money from that weren't even at the show, like just e-transferring people who didn't even know us. So it was really crazy. Like, not only was it a great show, there was a lot of people there and everybody was really into it, but just to have, you know, again, a dichotomy, really, like you see the worst side of a town and then the absolute best side of it. So that really got the fire back under us. And that was definitely the best show.
I know it's really difficult planning ahead right now with the current conditions, but what's on the horizon for you musically over the coming months?
So right now we're kind of feeling it out. I think that we feel we may have a better understanding as a whole, what's going on here, you know, in a month or so. Everybody's kind of just taking it day by day, but it seems like there's reason to be optimistic, at least here in Canada.
Yes.
So we're hoping to be doing some touring as soon as possible. The second we're allowed to tour, we'll be out there, because we already had, we're supposed to be on tour right now to the Maritimes. And then we were supposed to come home and we were supposed to tour to the Maritimes, and then we were supposed to come home and go see a couple of our favorite bands that Budweiser stage here in Toronto, and of course those are canceled. And then we were going to go out to the West Coast on another tour, so it was going to be like a crazy 3 or 4 months, and unfortunately that all got canceled. But I think we're looking at doing some videos once we're able to you know, at least meet up with 5 or 10 people and not get a huge fine. So I think that's what we're looking at right now. And then, yeah, the second we can start touring again, we will be. And I think, depending how long this goes, we might start working on some new singles to release later in the year or at the beginning of next year. So we'll see. It's really hard because, like you said, everything is so up in the air.
Where can we find you online to keep track of what you're up to, both digitally and when you get it back out into the world?
So Instagram and Twitter is just at The Midnight Echo. And then Facebook's just The Midnight Echo. And then our website is www.themidnightecho.com.
Perfect.
And I think that's it. Yeah.
I'd like to take us out with your song, Fever Dreams. What was the inspiration for that one?
So that one is kind of just about the journey that we've taken. Like I was talking about before, how we started in 2012 and we really had no idea what we were doing. We were just kids and going through a couple versions of a band and then quitting and then coming back. So it's kind of just about all the struggle that, you know, most indie musicians go through as they try to make their way through this insane industry. So obviously most musicians, they have a dream to, you know, spread their music as far as they can, play for as many people. And sometimes just the way the industry is, it just continually knocks you down. So it kind of makes, I don't know if you've ever had a fever dream. I have. So it's kind of like a crazy dream and you wake up and it makes absolutely no sense. So that's kind of where the inspiration for that came from.
I love that song. Joel, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Oh, thanks a lot. Really appreciate you having me.